Thursday morning with Mark and Walt and Kevin McElhaney joining us here this morning. There's a good Irish Scott name as we're going there. But we're here to introduce you to something literally brand new this weekend. Good morning. Yeah. Welcome to our little world here today.
Good to be here.
Crossbridge Church. This is something that is brand new with a different approach. Why don't you fill us in on exactly what you got up your sleeve here?
Yeah, we're wanting to start a brand new church that opens the door of the church to everybody, that it gives everybody an opportunity to come, and we want to offer the grace of God to all people, no matter what their past is, and just give them a chance to get connected to a church and a family.
What is the difference, in your opinion, from the traditional settings and traditional things, if you would?
Okay. Well, it's going to be a contemporary church with a contemporary band. It's going to be come as you are, no dressing up. It's not about rules and rituals. It's about a relationship with God, and we want to make it simple. We want to help people love God, love their neighbor, and serve the world.
I see on some of the materials you have here, you have a series of questions, and one is that, have you given up on church but not given up on God? I think that kind of drives the point home right there, that you're still looking to foster that relationship, but maybe sometimes people get tired of some of the elements of quote-unquote church, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. What happened maybe that made you realize this is something that needs to be done?
Well, I've met a lot of people that just feel that church isn't for them, and they can't quite connect with it. They don't feel like there's a way in. They can get into this club of church, and so we just want to make it easy for people to come and be a part of God's family, and really make it acceptable place, a place that they know that grace is there for them, and really connect with God easy.
I'm striking that the goal here is probably for a non-intimidation factor, because some folks, the people I'm talking about, the ones that only go on Easter and they only go on Christmas Eve, and those are the big services with the horns and the pageantry, and it can be very intimidating to some people.
Right. Yeah. We see people that just, we want to be real people, just accepting people. I mean, we're going to look for people who have a past, look for people that just feel like they're not accepted by most churches, no matter what their past is, even if they're not believers. We want them to feel like they can come and be a part of the church and come rub shoulders with us.
I think you kind of touched on it in just a passing comment you made there about the referring to a church as clubs or a club. It is not a club, is it?
No, it's a family where everybody's welcome and to be a part of it.
When is this happening here for folks that are hearing this for the first time? I know you've been marketing this like crazy. You got beautiful paperwork here. Yeah. That's about 3,000 of these out?
Yeah, 3,000 we distributed in town at Ishpeming. And this Sunday is going to be the first service on the 17th. And we're pretty excited about that. And we're going to be meeting in the conference center, the Country Village Conference Center, behind the bowling alley in Ishpeming, kind of behind Best Western and McDonald's back in that drive there.
And you're doing things a little bit differently here because coffee time is first.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed that yesterday, too.
Yesterday. It's wait a minute.
I grew up a Lutheran up in the Copper Country, and I said, coffee time's first? Wow. What would Garrison Keillor do?
We got to wake you up a little bit.
Get the socializing part of it going and welcoming everybody, but then the service. And you mentioned something a second ago in passing also. You said, even for, quote-unquote non-believers, you got the door open to say, come in and check it out.
Yeah. We just want to make it available to people to see what God could be doing in their life. And we believe God is very real and wants to change people's lives, but we're not going to force that on them. God's a gentleman. He doesn't force himself on anybody. He wants to be invited into their lives, and so it's really they come and see what God has for them, and if they want it, God's there for them.
Well, you're the one running the show. Walk us through what you have planned for folks starting at 10 o'clock.
Well, at 10 o'clock, we're going to have just a welcome. It's kind of a celebration because it is our first service, and we're going to have some real upbeat music, and a band is going to share and sing, and everybody's going to get a chance to sing some great songs, and then we're going to have a testimony of a guy who's going to come who grew up in Ishpeming and Negaunee, who God really changed his life, and it's going to be a chance for people to hear how God can really work in somebody's life, and then I'm going to give a message about the cross and what the cross means and how it's a bridge between us and God, and just give people a chance to let God live in them and through them.
Well, you answered my next question, where the name came from.
Yeah, Crossbridge.
Now, if folks want to find out more, you're obviously available. Give them the numbers and the way to find out more, if you would.
Sure. My phone number is 420-1000, and we have a new website up. It's a pretty simple site. We're hoping to build it, but it's upcrossbridge.com, and then my email is revkev2007@yahoo.com.
And again, this is the first ever service for the Crossbridge Church.
First service.
10 o'clock in the country lane. It's basically in the country lanes, but in the conference area.
Yeah, the brand new conference
which is
center.
That first, you walk in the door, turn left, you're there.
Our listeners know.
Yes, yeah,
It's where we have our station events and our giveaways. And if you've ever been to one of those, this is the same place, right behind the Country Grill and McDonald's in Ishpeming, next to the Country Lanes Bowling and Recreation Center, I believe they call it, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Clay's Place.
Yeah. So very sounds extremely comfortable,
yeah.
Which I'm sure is the goal.
Yeah. We're not trying to embarrass anybody or make them feel awkward. It's just a matter of giving them a chance to come, slide in, slide out if they want.